Vayter in Shas. We're in Kedushin Daf Mem Zayin, picking up on Mem Vavim Beis Bada Babada Page, very last words. Okay, now on the Mishnah, we had a machlokas about what the very last statement is going on. And we had said, Rav Ami said that the final statement is saying about the woman who eats the dates as she gets them when she's given for Kedushin is going on the second part of the Mishnah. So according to him, he's saying that what we say is that the man says to a woman, be married to me with this date, and with this one, and with this one, and she eats the dates as she gets them, then the value of them can't, they're not mitzarif to shove a pruta. Rather, the last one has to be worth a pruta. And that is that really it's only the last one, because the first ones are just considered like a loan. And we're going to get into that a little bit later also by marrying with a loan, which we saw back on Dav Vav on the base. But the point is that wouldn't work for marriage. So the last one, when he gives it, he finishes off his statement over there, and then it's full-on marriage, if that is worth a Shava Pruta. Amarav, now we're going to qualify that statement. Beep, turn the page. Mem Zayin. Lo Shana L'damar L'Bazoo B'Zoo B'Zoo. This is only true that the dates are not able to be mitzarev to Shava Pruta when he says, be married to me with this one, with this one, with this one. And she eats them as she gets them. Aval Amar L'Be'elu, but she says, Be'elu with these. And then he gives her the dates one at a time. Afilu Chelas Nami Kedeshes, even if she eats it, it's still gonna be mikudeshes ki ka'achla midenafshikachla, because now she's eating what belongs to her. It's not considered a loan, rather it's like it belongs to her, and now she's eating for them. Tiny cover said Rav, but Bryce was backs that up. He's got you leave alon b'rimon v'vegov. This woman says, "Be married to me with alon as an acorn, a rimon a pomegranate, or with a nut." Osha Amarla is got you leave elo. He says, "Marry me with these," and then he gives it to her. One at a time, imiyesh b'kul and shavu prutim gedashes. If all of them together are mitzarif to shavu pruta, then she'll be married. If him loving and gedash, if not, then she's not married. Now it goes on, bazoo, bazoo, bazoo. If he gives it to her and he says, be married to me with this, and with this, and with this. Imiyesh b'kul and shavu prutim gedashes. If all of them combined, if shavu pruta, she's married. V'im loving and gedash, if not, she is not married. However, let's say he says, bazoo, with this, and she took it in the tata of the chalto, she took it and she ate it. Bazoo, and with this, and she took it and she ate it, but in the tata of the chalto. Va'od bazoo, and kept doing like that. It's not going to be married until they have at least one of them has a shava pruta. Now, what's the raya? What's the support over here? Hi, ba'alon b'rimon b'egos, hei chidami. What exactly is the case when he says, marry me with this acorn, pomegranate, and nut? What exactly the case? Elam Adamar Lub, Oba alone, Oba Rimon, Oba Egos, if it said one of the three, then Emiyesh Bakul and Shavaputam and Gudashes, then when it says if all of them together, the value of Shavaputta, she married, with Shaykhis, Vahaba Okama, which means that they're not mitzvah, if it's either this one or that one or that one, which means each one has to be worth it. Ella, rather, what we're talking about, by alone ubi rimon of egos. We must be talking about the case where he's saying, marry me with these, this, and this, and this. Hainu bazoo, ubazoo, ubazoo. That's the case of bazoo, 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 which is the very next statement of the Braisa. So it can't be that that's what it's talking about. So rather, Ella lav da amr la ba'elu. We must be talking about the case where he's saying, be married to me with these. And then he gave it to her. Says Gemara, huh? Hamid the Gitani Seifa, but from the fact that in the Seifa it says, O Sha'amalu Skachli Be'elu, Michal de Risha Labil Skin. It means that we're talking about the Risha's not saying Be'elu. It's going, no, Perusha, Perusha Kamefarish. It's just coming to explain what's going on. Skachli Balon Berimon Be'egos, Kate said, how so? Kigon Damalo Skachli Be'elu. And he says, marry me with these things. We're still explaining this price of how it's a raya for Rava. Vikatani Seif, and the Seif it says, Bezun Talasov Achaltu. And he says to her, with this, and she takes it and eat it, and he gives it a. And then he eats it, and then he gives another one saying, with this, and chicks and eat it. Em yes ba'achas b'm shavaputim, g'dash of one of them, shavaputim, v'lav, and g'dash of not, they're not married. V'ilu reisha, but in the beginning of the braisa, if he says, be married to me, be'ilu, lokam maflig b'en uchal samanachas. There's no distinction that's made. The Torah doesn't say anything whether the woman ate the stuff or she doesn't, which is mashma, that in the beginning, the reisha, the braisa, that it's going to be the same whether she ate it or doesn't eat it. Shema amina, kol hecha da'amar la be'elu. Whenever he says be'elu, it doesn't make a difference whether she eats it or when she gets it or not. Ki ka'achla minafsha ka'achla, because when she's eating it from her own stuff. Shema amina, boom, this was a nice raya and the support for Rava's statement. Let's take it back to the very beginning of the Gemara. We know that the Mishnah made a statement, had a Risha and a Seifa, and then at the very end of the Mishnah, it said a statement, and made a Machlokas, Rav and Shmuel on the one hand, Rav Ami on the other, about is that going on the Risha or on the Seifa? Rav and Shmuel says it's going on the Risha, Rav Ami says it's going on the Seifa. So basically what we said is as follows. The first case is talking about when a man gives a date to a woman, and he says, Iskachli Bazoo. And then he gives another one, and he says, no, Iskachli Bazoo. He says, marry me with this. And then, if one of them is worth the Shavapruta, then it's going to be good, but it can't be mitzarif. And then the last ending of the Mishnah comes and says that even if she ate the dates, if she ate the dates when they're given to her, then it still has to be the Pruta, and one of them has to be worth Shavapruta, or it's going to be no good. Rav Ami understood that the very end of the Mishnah is going on the middle part of that, meaning on the Sefer, there's a Rish in the Sefer, and then the very end, the finale, that is going on the Sefer over there, which says that if a man gives a dates to a woman one at a time and he says one thing, marry me with this and with this and with this, that they're all able to be combined, and then in Shavapruta, it's good. But then it's, if she eats it, then it's not going to work to be mitzarif, and only the last one can be worked. Says the Gemara. Everything makes nice and dandy if you say that statement is going in the Seifa, meaning like Rav Ami said, what does it mean until one of them is worth the Shavaputa? I mean, until the very last one is Shavaputa. So, Hachinami, so too over here. We could explain this brisa very nicely. Until the very end, the Shavaputa means to say, right, when it says unless one of them has a shavaputa, it means the very last one. Not sheba achrona shavaputa, until the very end the one has it. Elo l'rav Shmuel demar tavai reisha kai. We say that the finale of the Mishnah is going on the reisha. Ve'ocheles itz trichalei. And what that's telling us is that you need to have a shavaputa even if she's eating what's being given to her. Meaning, like we said at the time, don't think that if she's eating it and therefore the hanasa is very kreva, therefore it's going to be good even if it's not for a shavaputa. No, it's got to be still worth a shavaputa. Hacha klale kachashiv prati lo kachashiv. Now we have a bit of a problem because we can't really explain the last part of the brice over here. Because the brice over here is only mentioning a klal, meaning it's an all-inclusive statement of marriage. Prati lo kachashiv. He doesn't do the idea of the breaking it down. In the Mishnah, it was broken down, and they marry me with this, marry me with this. It's talking about a case of separate like statements for each one of the dates, and therefore you could say the Kiddushin is going to work only if one of them is worth a pruta. But in the Braisa, the last part is talking about a case where he made one single statement, which is including everything for all those items. He said, become married to me with this, with this, with this, which means it's still all one marriage. In that case, it's clear that if the woman ate each one of them, she was not able to be married with the first ones because they're just a lova. It's just considered like a debt. And therefore, Rav and Shmuel aren't able to say why it would be that if any of them is worth a Shavapruta, that it'd be good. Because if only the first or the second one, that should be not, it shouldn't be able to work if she already ate it. How do we deal with that? Says the Gemara back, Hamani, they'd say, who's that? Who's that Bryce to the last part? Rabbi, he, this is working in the world of Rabbi. Lo shna kizayis kizayis, v'lo shna kizayis u kizayis pratahave. This is Rashi points us based off of Gemara in Zvachim, and Rebbe's of the opinion that if you say ve, 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 or you'd say it without the ve, this, this, and this, or you say just the three separate quote statements, it still comes out to be both cases are considered like they're individual statements that are being made. So they're saying that this third statement is brought by a separate Tana over here, and it's not the same Tana as the other parts of the Braisa. The first time I would say with this, with this, with this is considered one statement of Kiddushin. But Rebbe, like we're saying, is now the end of part of the Braisa. He's going to say that there are three separate statements of Kiddushin. So even Rav and Shmuel have a way of explaining it, and now it's dealing with Prata, Prata. It is cases of separate individual statements. Now we jump into the Sugya head on about Mekadesh B'Milveh, which we saw way back in Davov. Amarav, because we said that, remember that if it was split up, then the first one she eats, it's going to be no good because it's considered a malva, it's considered a loan until the statement's over. And Mekash Malva is Enim Gedeshes. Oh, let's see. Hamakash Malva, Enim Gedeshes. Oh, there you have it. There you have it. Rashi says, Afilu Yeshdan Be'ein, even if it's right there. Why? Because Milva Lo Tsa Nitna. Very famous Milva Lo Tsa Nitna. Rashi explains, when you give someone money, when you lend somebody money, it belongs to them 100%. It's not like he's holding it in his hand for you or something like that. Rashi says, he doesn't have to, he could use it for whatever he wants. He's not a chayv to hold on to that and to go and give it back when you need it. And since it's lotzanit, therefore it's, you give it to her, it belongs to her, and therefore it's not, you can no longer say it's for marriage because it belongs to her 100%. Says the Gemara, name of Kitanai. Let's say that's the machlokas tanayim, a makashim ilva enim gedashes, v'yishalmim gedashes. Some say it's takam gedashes. My lab, how come ifka is not with that? This is what they're arguing over. Damar savar milva lo tzar nitna, mar savar milva. Lav lo tzar nitna. It says Gemara, v'tizbara. Come on. Does that really make sense to you? Ema seifa. Let's look at the seifa, the brace of a shavim b'mecher shezekana. Seems to be, it's a flip over here. And that is that if you lend me money, and then I come to you, I'm like, you know what, I want to buy your field from you. You say, you know what, all right, no problem. That money that I lent you that you have to pay me back with, let me make sure I get this right in my head. I lend you money. I lend you $100,000. And now, like a minute later, I'm like, you know what? You have that field over there. I'd love to buy it from you. You say, hey, no problem. I'll sell it to you. I go, how much? You say $100,000. I say, you know what? That money I just gave you right now, let it be that that's the money that I'm paying you with. Now, if you hold milvalot sanitna, then there's no money that's there anymore. What would have to happen is I'd have to return you the money, and then you'd have to give it to me fresh. But if we say that that money still belongs to me, but it's just sitting over there, so then that could actually work. And the Gemara, we know that it says it does work such a case. V'shav me'mechesh zekan actually works. So iyamar t'mevelot zanit, no. But my kani, how exactly are they buying it? It doesn't make any sense. The money's not there anymore. He's able to, quote unquote, give it to allow it to work. So it must be they don't hold me'velot zanit, no. Amr of Nachman. Huna Chavrin, Huna, our friend, he's Mokim Lo B'Milei Achuri. He explains this differently. Remember, the case is where we're talking about that a person goes and gives money to a woman and lends her money and then says, you know, be married to me with that. And it says, one says, not Mekudeshes, the other one says, it is Mekudeshes. So what's going on over there? There's no lent money over here. But as the guy says to her, Skachi Liba Mane, be married to me with a money. The name said it turns out that money chatz a dinar. It's a money missing a dinar. A money is 100 dinar, a silver dinar, and it ends up doing missing. The name said money chatz a dinar, and what he's asking her to do is to allow to work and just the amount that he owes her, let it be debt that he owes to her, and he'll pay it later. Ma'asav one says, Ksifala milsa limit boy. It's an embarrassing thing for her to demand the money from him afterwards, and therefore it's not a good kiddush. She's never going to. Rashi says, "V'lo sam chadaita hilcha in mikudash." Says ksifala milsa the davar muat to dinner mimana. It's very small. My son, the woman holds lo ksifala milsa limit boy. She's not embarrassed to go ahead and to ask for such an amount of here, and therefore the kiddush is going to be good. But we're not talking about a case where somebody had lent the money already, and then I just want to deal with that. But if a woman says, if a man says married with a money, and he gave her a dinar. We saw this come out earlier. He give her, instead of giving her 100 things, he gave her only one. Harizim Mukudesh is considered married. And he's just to pay it up. V'yashlim, pay it up. Lemikatanai Amara Lishmaitin. You want to say that when Relazar said this, he's only going to, according to one of the pshatim here. Sounds like in this case, she's like, okay, I'll accept this, and you know, you'll pay me the rest of the money. Seems like that means because she's not embarrassed to ask for it, which is going to only one of the people over there. Amri, say back, no. Mana chaser dina, when he gives her a mana minus a dina, and then instead of giving $100, he gives 99. Ksifa la pay. It's embarrassing to ask for $1. Mana chaser tisha, but if he goes, I'll give you $100, and gives only one, look, ksifa la milsa the no one's embarrassed to ask for the other $99. So therefore, he's not going according to only one sheet over here. Bottom line is, we've explained how that statement has nothing to do with our brisa whatsoever. About Mekadesh Milva, no Shaykhs over here. So now we go a little bit further. We're still on the attack. Ravid said we started our opener was Amar Rav Mekadesh Milva ain't a Mekadesh. It's not considered Mekadesh because Milva lo tzar nitna. Then we wanted to say it's a Machlokas Tanoim. We said no, that discussion was about something else entirely. May, let's try again. Homelisha guy says to him, Miskatsli, but Pikadon Sheishli, be Yadech, be married to me. With the Pikadon, he deposited something by her. She's holding on to something for her. Let's say a watch. And I, you know, could you guard this and watch this for me? Well, get it, watch it. And she watched this for him and says, married with it. The Holcho Matsasu Shenignav Osha Avad. And she goes to the, you know, to check the safe and finds out that it was stolen or it got lost. In Mishtaya Menashavaputa. And if there's a pruta of whatever that thing was, it's left over, mikudashes. It's considered that they are mikudashes. Yeah, because that amount of money is considered like money for marriage. But if not, if it's not left over, any mikudashes, then it is not mikudashes. There's nothing there that's gone. Now, ube milve, in the case of a milve, where now he's left over as a pikadum, which obviously belongs to the guy who gave it over, and that's why he's able to enact the thing over here. But over here, if he lent her the money, and afapisha lonishtayimena shavaputa mikudashes, even if there's no shavaputa left over, it's still married. Rashi says, what's the kiddushin? Mikudashes ba'i hanah d'mochel l'gaba. The fact that he's mochel, having to pay him back, that hanah is what's allowing them to be mikudashes. Rav Shimon ben Elazar, Rav Shimon ben Meir. He argues with this. He says, milve, beep, turn the page. Mem Zayim Beis. He says that milve is harei kipikadon. It's considered like a pikadon. And therefore, it just depends if there's left over or not. If there's a pruta left over, then they're married. But if not, then they're not married. As Rashi says, so beautifully, top Rashi, im nishtayr in, lo nishtayr lo. If it's left over, then great. If not, then no. Now let's break down this braisa. Break it down. Ad kan lo pligela damar savar milva. Until here, the argument is only that one of them holds, meaning, first let's see, the milva, afal gavdol nishtayr menu shavar pruta. One of them says that even if it's not, that the kiddushin can work even if it's not the shavuta myself. The one holds nishtayim and shavuta in, ve'ilo nishtayim and shavuta lo. About the kuli alma, everyone's going to agree. Mekadesh be milva mekudeshes. So you're getting married to milva, that you're going to be married, which goes against Rav, who says that mekadesh milva and mekudeshes. Even if there's something that's going to be left over, it's not going to be married. So what you can do now, Rav? Oh yeah. Amar Rava comes to the aid over here of Rav. Tizbra Hamataratsta. Does it really make sense that what you say over here, that this is pshat, that's what the Brisa really means to be saying over here? You understand? The Brisa says that it can work with a milve, even if it's completely gone. Hamishabeshti. This whole thing is a mistake. It can't be. Says the Gemara. Now we'll just break it down and see what the problem is here. Hi pikadon echidami. Let's try to break it down. This pikadon, what exactly are we talking about over here? Either kabbalah, if the woman took responsibility for it, if it gets lost, or if the Rashi she'im yignov to shalmenu lo, that she's going to pay it back. Hainu milva, that's straight up a loan. But we know that we just saw that the Tanakhama says a kiddushin with a pikadon is different than with a loan. Ilo kabelik achrayas, and if she didn't take achrayas on it, Rashi says v'chi ignov, then lo is chayev, but she's not going to be chayev, aval kibla leachrayus, mikudeshes, says Rashi. So now, either lo kabelik achrayas, if she didn't take achrayas, if it gets lost or gets stolen, so then we have the same problem. Ihachi, because if that's the case, she didn't take achrayas, adetani seifa, instead of the seifa teaching, uba milva, afal pi shalon ishtayim ena shavah pruta mekudeshes, in the case of a milva alone, even if there is nothing left over, then she's married. Nifkul b'nisavididai, the Taina should have taught this with the very case of the pikadon itself, saying b'medvar memurim, that when is it true in that first case, meaning when is it true that you have to have something left over for kedushin to work? Shelo kibla achrayas, if she didn't take achrayas. Ava kibla achrayas, if she took achrayas, afakav delonish tayim ena shavah pruta mekudeshes. Even if it gets totally taken, it's lost, it's stolen, and there's nothing left over, she's still going to be married. So it's got to be that there's a problem over here with the whole text, and therefore don't try to knock off Rav from this statement. So how would you read this braisa then? Ela Torah Tzachi. Let me try to fix it up for you a little bit and explain to what's going on. The Tanakhama's first case is like we said. The second one is Ubamilve. In the case of a milve, afal pi shenishtayim ena shavah pruta, even if a shavaputa is left over, enim kadeshes, she's not going to be mikudeshes. Wow, that works very nice with Rav. If Shem ben Elazar, Omer Mishum, Rabbi Meir, Milva hare kipikadon, a milva is like a pikadon, therefore if a pruta is left over in the, by the woman, then she's able to get married through it, and if not, she's not able to be married. So Rav is still alive. The only problem is that very last statement, Rabbi Shem ben Elazar, Omer Mishum, Rabbi Meir, that milva hare kipikadon, it's like a pikadon, if it's left over, then it's going to be married, which means to say that milva does work. But Mike, mythically, so what exactly is their argument, Rav and Rav Shimon ben Elazar? Marabba, Ashkechtinu, L'Rabban Mabei Rav, the Yossi Vika Amri. I heard that the great sages were saying, sitting by Rav, that they were saying the following: B'milve b'rushus b'ilim l'chazara v'adin l'onsin kamiflegi. The machlokus is about the following: that is, when a loan that the person who borrowed didn't spend yet is still in the rishus of the one who lent it, in reference to whether he could retract on it, and what happens if something happens to it. The Ma'ar Savar, the Tanakhama says, Milva birishus lova kaima, the loan that he didn't yet start to spend yet, is in the rishus of the one who borrowed, meaning the lender can't take it back, can't back out on it. V'adin loans, and also the one who borrows is going to be chai if something happens to it. Ma'ar Savar, that's Rav Shimon Elazar, he says that, if he didn't start spending it, it still belongs to the lender. He can go back on it. And that if something happens to it, that the lender, it's his problem. It's not the one who borrowed it. V'aminah lahu says Rabba, what I say about this, whereas I say that onsin kuli amalo pligi the rishus lovakami. In reference to onsin, everyone's going to be masking that the one who borrowed the money. If something happens, it's his problem. He's got to take care of it. Even if he didn't start spending it, doesn't make sense that the guy who has the money isn't responsible. My taima lo gar mishaela. It's no difference in lending lending money is no different than some sort of object which is lent over. Masha'ila the hajabin, it's just like when you borrow something, it's got to be returned as is. Chayv ba'onsin, you chayv ba'othin. Milva kolu kolshken, to borrow the money, kolshken is going to be the case. Elohacha milva b'rishus b'ayilim l'chazar yikabinayu. Rather, what's the case we're talking about here? What's the machlokas between them is in reference to whether a loan is in the domain, in the rishus of the lender, in reference to being able to back out on it, but not in terms of the idea of whether or not there's going to be any sort of chiv if something happens to it. So this doesn't really knock off Rav at all then. V'ela ha'damer Rav Huna shol kordo mechavero ay, but what do you mean? How do we explain that Rav Huna says in Bava Metzia that one who borrows a kordom, type of like a hammer, from his friend, Rashi says, lasar yamim, for 10 days, bika bokina, and once he starts to chop the wood, he acquires it for the entire time. Says Rashi, Bikabom means Havi Chazaka. Once he starts using it, Lishtamispo, Yemeshe Losavein Amasha Yachalach, so he's not able to back out on it. Lo Bikabo, Lo Kana. But if he didn't chop with it, he doesn't acquire it, and therefore he's able to retract him in that. Glimikatanoi Amar Lishmaita, Lishmaite. You want to say that statement of Huna is only going according to one of these opinions over here? Because we just saw there's a machlokas, whether or not it's been used or not, if they can renege. And now Rav Huna seems to be saying that if it's not used, it, you can renege. He's going according to only one. There's no more, lo, adkan lo pligi ela b'milve. The Tanakam of Shimon Elazar is only arguing in terms of a milva loan, the lo hadra be'ena, because that money is not coming back as is. It's not coming back the same. Of Abishela the hadra be'ena, you're giving back exactly the thing that was borrowed. Call Bikabo in, Lo Bikabo Lo Kano. If you did some sort of act with it, then you've acquired it for that duration of the time. But if not, then no, and you can back out of it. So, really, they're going to agree with Rav Huna's statement because that's talking about an object as opposed to money. All right, but we're not done arguing with Rav over here. It says the Gemara, Nemekitanoi, says Rashi, Had the Rav, Damar Makash, Milvedim Kudeshes. Let's say it's a Machlokas Tanoim. Says the Braisa, Skatchili Bishtarchov, if a person says to a woman, be married to me with the Shtarchov. That is, I go to a woman, I say, hey, Bob owes me money. And here's the money that he owes me $1,000. And here's a shtar chov. Be married to me with his shtar chov. O shayolo milva biyad acherim. Or he has a loan in the hands of other people, meaning other people owed money to him. So either he gave her shtar chov or he gave her the ability to go and take money that someone else owed him. Here's shalayim. And now, o shayolo milva biyad acherim. Here's shalayim. And he gave her the ability to go out and get it. Rashi's kos of law, harsha'a alayim, like a power of attorney to go and get it. Mayor Omer Kadesh, Mayor says it's considered Mekudeshes. The Chachamim Romanim Mekudeshes. Chachamim say they're not married. Hi, Shtar Chov Echidon. What exactly is the Shtar Chov we're talking about? Elim Shtar Chov Dacherim, if you want to say that it's Shtar Chov Dacherim, it's I have a Shtar saying that Bob owes me money. Hi, Nu Milva Biadacherim. That's a Milva in the hands of somebody else. That's exactly, that means the first two cases are exactly the same cases. It can't be that what it's talking about over here. So the Gemara says, El Alav Shtar Chov Dida, must be talking about that it's her Shtar Chov, meaning she's the one that owes the money to him, and he's giving it back to her, and he's letting go of the debt. He's letting it go of a Mekadesh B'Milva Kamifigli, and therefore it's just a Mekadesh B'Milva situation over here. Wow, and that's a Machlokas Tanayim. There's the Gemara. Nope. The Olam Shtar Chov Dacherim. It's really Shtar Chov Dacherim. It's just a machlokas about whether meaning with the shtar is one thing, alpeh is another one. And therefore, we bring down both of those cases. What is actually machlokas? Arguing in another machlokas, the Tanya. Osios niknos b'mesira divrei rebbe. That is just the fact that these words are written on the paper, that's enough, and you give that over, and that's considered a Kenyan. That's Rebbe says. Chamam say bein shekasav v'lo masar, bein shemasar v'lo kasav, lo kana. Ad sheyichtov v'yimsor. So the case that we're bringing that over here by Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim is a man gave this note to the woman, but he didn't write for her a sale to finalize the transfer over, and that's going to be what the machlokas is. Mar islay the Rebbe. One of them, meaning Rabbi Meir, he agrees with Rebbe that handing over is enough, then that's everything's good and done. Amar lesli de Rebbe, one does not agree with Rebbe, name of the Chachamim. Meaning Rebbe Meir, he says handing over the loan, the shtar of the loan, is enough to give over the rights that she cannot collect. And therefore, he says that this kedushin is good if the man gives this loan to the woman, the loan die the shtar, because when she gets it, she acquires the right to all this debt. And therefore, that's Kiddushin. According to Chachamim, the woman didn't get the right to collect when she took this. And therefore, the Kiddushin is no good because she didn't get anything is actually valuable. There are more ways to understand this machlokas. We're going to see Be'ezer Hashem picking up tomorrow. For now, we're going to call it over here. I want to wish all y'all a great... Well, just to let you know that Rav is still alive. But maybe it's a machlokas Tanayim. And maybe not. That's what we're now dealing with. Okay, we're going to call it right now. Wish all y'all a great day.